Yitzom Vayelech. Atem Yitzom Ayoim Kulchem. Bnei Hashem Alikeichem. Rasheichem, Shifteichem, Tipneichem, Veshotcheichem, Kol Yish Yisrael. Atem Yitzom Ayoim Kulchem. Rashi brings Loma Nismuch Vapash Atem Yitzom Nekulakolos. Shem Yitzovim is next to the Pasha of Klolos. This means Pasha. Just finished with the Pasha of Klolos. Ezra's Misaki and the Gemara Megillah. Laman Aleph, the Gemara says, Ezra's Misaki. We should lay in the Pasha of the Klolos. Soif HaShon, Tichl HaShon, Argel Yisrael. Pasha Yitzovim. Atem Yitzovim, Loma Nismucho. If you should show me Yisrael, Mea Klolos, Chos HaShtayim. Klal Yisrael hold 100 klolos put from two chutzim memtesh b'teres kana horiku p'neim. Their faces horiku turn green and white. Ve'omru miyu cholama ve'ela. Who can stand at ease? Yisurin hischal moishu lefaisa. Choyer tepela, hashtikul stira. The purpose of the klolos, Klal Yisrael should understand that it's serious. It's just a joke. Mi yochel am be'er, they get taka, they're afraid. Riku pineihem, there was a riku pineihem. Hischu moish lefaisa, moish now the fire. Tem Yitzovim, Harvey Chastem, Loy Oses, Chem Kloya, Yikayomim. Choyim Moshe's Pius is a steer to the whole Etzim Zah. The Taka is supposed to hear the clause, supposed to understand. That's a serious matzah. Rosh Hashanah is coming. It's a Taka serious. This came joke. Mi Va'esh, Mi Va'mayim, we're seeing the outcome now, Rabbi Yisrael. You didn't hear the call of the Tkiyah, you held the call of Hurricane Harvey. If you didn't hear the call of the shofar the other day, you hold Hurricane Irma. The Bereshit is showing with all the technology and all the different ways. Sefer Shel David, Miyochol Lamoid. The Bereshit's Gvura, Rabbi Yisrael, unbelievable Gvura. Earthquakes. The whole world is shakes. And Betzatachlis. They should understand that Miva Eish and Miva Mayim, the Bereshit is in charge of Chayim. Zachreinu lechayim, elachovetz b'chayim, leman chodekim chayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to tell them the Tzadik Ches Klolos and Oriku B'neim, they got the message of Chayim. Moshe starts to fight. So, don't worry, it'll be okay. What's the pshat? You find an interesting similar zakhra boy say in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah boy say it's brought down in halacha that you're supposed to mechabsin or mistaprin be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Get to the barba, wash your clothes, nice clothing, nice haircut, look presentable. Lahara Yisotim Ishtabura Tavkuf Peyalev Dalit Lahara Shona Betuchim Bechazda Yisbar Shiyosna Mishav Ishbaedeinu Staka, we should get dressed up. On the other hand, we know that Halacha based on the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah 32b, the Gemara says over there that we don't say Hallel, but Rosh Hashanah is no Hallel, Rabbi Yisrael. No Hallel. Shon Yom Kippur. Why? She Sifrei Chayv and Sifrei Mesim Suchim Lefano. V'atim Oyim Hallel. That is Oyim Hallel. So what's going on? If you can't, why can't we say Hallel? Because Sifrei Chayv is a serious matzah. So what's the pshat? We go dressed up on the Betuchim. it's a steer. It's batuach, so we can come on, Chazan, let it out. Moshil Hashem, why not? Batuchim, sitting there wearing a nice new suit. Ah, porcelino new hat. He has a porcelino hat. Beautiful new hat. He just wore. Comes into shul. Shana tie. No halal. No, no. $700 tie, but no halal. Why not? What are you wearing the $700 tie? Yontif. Yontif. Sifri Chaim. I will betuch him. Chazda Yisbala. Moshilash. All together now. No, no, no. Sifri Chaim, Sifri. Come on. Is it this? What's going on here? Mr. Pru asked the Shaila Taka. Later on, we're not saying Hallel, the Mishavu's Maram is to this to steer over here. We'll see in a second. Thus is the Shaila of Isa. Noch them. Interesting Shaila of Isa. Shaila Halacha, I want to ask the Tzibur over here. We know that there's a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. One of the mitzvahs is the ikkar mitzvah is tkiya shofar. Shofar tishrei tavkuf peivav. Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah mitzvosu b'shel ayin. The Gemara we know you blow a shofar shel ayin, a ram's horn, as they say. You blow a ram's horn. What's the episode of ram's horn? It's of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah 16a. Lo matoiki b'shofar shel ayin. They list Golanu, Akidoso Shigitzot Ben Avram. So this ram's horn, Rabbi Sai. Gaval the ram's horn. Why? Akedah. The Hilika Akedah. So I'm going to ask a Shaila here, Rabbi Sai. Let's say, now the Maloch is Memphurish, will be the Yevid, Kol HaKokola Shofis. All Shofis are kosher as long as it has certain thing. Horror is possible because it's whatever the Gemara says. Now called the Keri, the Gemara 26. But Lamaisa, let's say I have a different animal, not an ayil, right? And but it's a straight. It looks like a flute, a straight horn, but it's not bent. We know that Loch is mitzvah b'kafuf. You have to also blow a bent horn. So I have a straight horn, and it comes from an aisle. I don't know what happened to this aisle. Maybe they played around with the horn, but straight. And I have a bent horn, not of an aisle, of a different animal. It's kosher for shofar. What should we do with this? Shofar shel aisle! Kedoso shel Yitzchok! Straight, not bent. Couldn't find a bent horn. Shofar of a different animal. It's kosher, it's bent. I have a choice with shofar to blow. The two shofars are out there. What do you do with this? Everybody say, come on, Rabbi. What are we, stupid? Shofar shel ayil kidelisko akidosa shel yitzchok. Zok to Mishke Brura. Vehene amachaber sosa v'loi bir. Ayil poshit. The kof of Misha Amina. Eizem e'odit. Okein maskonis roiv hapoiskin the milus kof of odif. The milus of kof of odif. Unbelievable zach. The fikoch in his damelo yoil shal yoil kof of shal kevis poshut yiska b'shal yeilim the kof of the tikin rabon of the koi be kof of the sim shichbu liba. Oh, you need the kof of this. What's the charabas? And the last shayla is the shayla that came up. I was learning my chavrusa of Mod Chai Hochaz this week, and we had a gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamedal, a pel of the gemara, but a pel of the gemara. The gemara, I'll go through the whole sugi here, Rabbi Sai, but the gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamedal has a shayla. The gemara is talking in the psukim, Tavir Shoifa. So the gemara has a shayla. Rav Master says, Vavarto. Derech Haveroso Taviru Dikom Rachmono. Why the Torah says Taviru Dikom Rachmono Navri Biyat? Navri Biyat
The Gemara has a shayl in the pasuk. Why did I say Taviru? Because I would say Navu Biya. Machlok is Rashi and Tois. What Navu Biya means? Tois is like shot that the Torah is telling me that you have to blow on a shofar you're holding in your hand. The shofar has to be held in the hand. You can't put it like on a microphone and blow it from on a mic. It has to be held in the hand. Rashi learns that the Gemara is saying a Havim meaning that the Torah didn't come and tell me that you should blow the shofar. I would say that's enough. They just hold it in your hand. Just hold the shofar in the hand. Tell the gezachim. What's the mitzvah of shofar to hold the shofar in your hand? Ma kesha. Oh. So we sort of say like this. Kupshat and Rashi and Chumash. I want to say over Rambam. The Rambam says in Pesach Mishnayis on the Mishnah there in Rosh Hashanah. But the Hedek Rambam, why don't we say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Vosepis, Rosh Hashanah is not a day of Hallel. It's Yontif. The Choy, we should say Hallel. So the Mura says Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesa Psuchim Lefano. But in Rambam, in Pesach Mishnayis, on that Mishnah, along with Beis and Beis, Dr. Ramba. Uvramru v'shas ha'alo. V'shlo yukoran ha'alo. Rosh Hashanah l'aviv kippur. V'shehem yimei avoido. V'achno u'pachad u'moyro me'ashem v'yir mimenu. U'mivrach u'monois eilof. Zok the Helik Ramba. That yimei Rosh Hashanah is yimei sifrei chayim. He doesn't like the Tayyip Stam. It's a day of judgment, a scary judgment. But he says more. Zok the Ramba. Yimei avoido. Vachno upachad omor me Hashem v'yiru imenu v'mivrach u'monos eilof. Rosh Hashanah is a day where the person is a certain pachad, a certain yira, a certain cognizant that he's being judged in the Bere Olam is on Yom Hadin. Zok to Rambam u'mivrach u'monos eilof. A person who wants to run away from the fear, from the pachad, from the matzah, u'monos eilof, but you run to him. But the Rambam state to Agaval the Gisoyim. You may Rosh Hashanah or you may Hachno. The Yisoid of Al Saboisa. We know that the Yisoid of the whole Rosh Hashanah Imru Lufani Malchius. The Gemara Tezai. What should it do to have a schooler for Yod Bar Yom Adin? The Gemara says Imru Lufani Malchius Kedei Shalam Tu Tam Likuni Aleicha Vizichroinesh Kedei Shishitayla Zichronecham Litoivo Ubameh Bashoifah. How? With what? With a shofar. Pasha, the Gemara is very fair. The Gemara should have said, we know we'd have three types of psukim. Ma'ach is a chroni of a shofar. The Gemara should have said, the shofar is, uvameh be shofar. It's a levi of the ma'al. I want to say another ma'al for my son. That the yisod of shofar of my son, the mitzias of the shofar of Vada, shofar is the blast of the shofar. Oh, but the mitzias of the shofar of Boisai is bent. The yisoid of the bentness of Boisai is that in order to hear the tekiya, a person has to be machnia. You have to be ha'amitzah of hachno to be machnia in front of the Bari Oilah. It's not shy to mekabel the malchus. Imru lefani malchus. Zichroinos, all these psukim, all the skula. It'll only work, Kabbalah's Omar HaShemayah, to be Kabbal, the Malchus, the majesty on this day, if a person's Machniya, if a person down lowers himself down a little bit, and all the Gaivin, all the fear that Hu Amad, Amad, the Mu'amatab, it's my world, he's Machniya. He humbles himself. He shows that it's not his world, it's the Bari Oilam's world. It's the Achnor, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's the mitzvah of Tchiyas Shofar, boys. Vameh b'shofar, the essence of the shofar is machniyah. Avayim the koil itself is machniyah. But that's the mahus of the shofar. Kof mitzvah b'kofuf, because that's the mahus of the shofar. On the kofuf, on the kvifus. We're missing the yisoid of shofar. Avayim it's kosher b'dieved. Oh, we're missing the yisoid of the kofuf. The achnor, boys, in order to hear the koil ha-shofar. In order that should be poyel. In order to the Imru Lufani Malchus, a person has to machnia. But the tachas of the achno is into mekabel, Rabbi. Not stam, but the achno is in order, because that's the hefsik, that's the chatzitza,
That's the thing that's being mavdil between us and the Bnei Olam. To bekavel the Bnei Olam's gifts, and to bekavel all the time, and to bekavel the Bnei Olam's malchus. It's all what's in between. It's all the feeling that I'm in control, I'm in charge. And when a person machriya, that's the Mivrach Monos Eilov. The Mivrach Monos Eilov is the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah to become one, is to bekavel the malchus of the Bnei Olam and to misbatel the bittul to the Eibishter. That's the Yimei Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur with the Ashtach Avoyos, the bittul Hayesh, the bittul Ha'atzmi, to become now, to bekavel the Bnei as the Melech. And on Hachno, it's not Shaykh Rebosa. Memeila, the mitzvah of Avali one, Akedas Yitzchak, but it's not going to work. Akedas Yitzchak is not going to work. I said, Gaval the Gaveret Rebosa. It's a Pele de Gazach. It's Agav Uruch, Imaim and Musga. A Pele de Gazach. Yoim Rishon Rebosa. Same case, it's Torah Kaj, but a different text, but you saw it in this Indian also. Yom Rishon the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Sheni the Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us in Megillah what we lay. The Gemara tells us Lamed Aleph that we lay certain things. We lay on Rosh Hashanah. The first day we lay two sections of in Bereishis Vayera. What do we lay? We lay about Yishmael, the Mice of Yishmael, Yitzhak. We lay the Mice of the Akedah. If we ask everybody about the first day, Zvada Doraisa, Lukli Alma, Avada, we should learn about that Kedah. The second day, we should do Akedah Yitzchak. We should do Yishmael. It's a very nice story, Yishmael Yitzchak had a baby, Sarah of the Mar, Lashon Yud Aleph, Sarah was Nifkedah, very nice, and Wilchana, beautiful story. They said, Akedah Yitzchak, but we don't understand when we mention Akedah, but it doesn't show mind. And we save it for the second day, it's a Pella. So I said, Leah Shagval the Gavorit of Rosa. It's a trash, but it's murder the Gavorit. What was the Maisa of Yishmael of Rosa? What was the Maisa of Yishmael? The Maisa of Yishmael was that Yishmael was having a bad influence on his breeder, on the breeder, on his brother, Isaac. Yishmael was a terrible influence. Very nice, they're brothers by the same father, but the Maisa, at the end of the day, Sarah saw that Yishmael was having a shpah. He took him out, he let her rise, she was dormant. She comes along Sarah by his side, and she says, Goresh is Omar Azeh, take out, get him out of the house. Avram's nervous, throw him out of the house. Throw him out of the yeshiva, how could that be? Avram was trying to be, keep him in the apple bounds. Sarah was trying to get him out. What do you do? Throw him out of Apple Bounds. Yeah. So Avram has a voice. Kol Mashon Mesor Shoma Shoma Bekoila. Shema Bekoila. Shema Bekoila. So Avram, with unbelievable Soyan, packs him up and sends him out. Throws him out. That's a pillar of both sides. But the Maisi does it. Shema Bekoila. Avram is the kind of everybody. It hurt him so much, Rabbi. But it could be the message over here, and you have to know when. I'm not saying, but the message over here was, Rabbi Yisrael, that sorrow over here, because it was talking the influence of Rad, had to have sacked with the very oil of. But the terror was, Rabbi Yisrael, that if you're not going to be, it because sorrow got rid of the Ra, then it was Shaykh Akedah Yitzchak. It was never been Shaykh and Akedah Yitzchak if she didn't protect her son from all the schmutz. It would never have been Shaykh in Akedah Yitzchak. We can't even talk about the Akedah Yitzchak until we get rid of the Ra, the influence. We got rid of the Ra. And in order to say the same thing, in order if we want to get all the Ishbois of Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yisrael, the only way to be Nichlas to Rosh Hashanah to get the Ishbois is to be Hachnor Rabbi Yisrael, to be Machnia. And that's the Pshat Ulai Pshat and Rashi. But Shabbat Hiskel of Fais, you know why? Because Bereish Horiku Pneim, Horiku Pneim is Mamish, the face turned white. The Gemara says if you're embarrassing a person, you take out the white from the red from his face, it's like you killed him. The Pshat is, they heard that close, it was a bitul ayesh. They were afraid because they believed that the MS, the Bereish Oils, is the Shoilet. Once it was Horiku Pneim, they got the message, but Shabbat Hiskel of Fais. And that Yisoid of all the Yisurim, as Rashi says later on, L'kayim of Yisurim are made L'kayim. Don't, even if you had Yisurim and everything, whatever you had, it's made L'kayim. What's the kayim of? The kayim is Yisurim helped to be Machnia, and the person's Machnia himself. He lowers himself down the gaiva, the feeling that you're in control, the feeling that I'm running the show, it's the Bayri Oilam's world. And that's what the Rosh Hashanah is all about of us. And that's the Omik Pshat. In the Yisod, what the Mishnah Berurah says in the first letter on, he says there was Babada Batuach Badin. But we have to be Yorei. And once we Yorei, we can be Batuach Badin. Because at once a person comes to that Madriga of Hachno, he feels Taka afraid. He realizes, why is he afraid? A guy, you know, a guy tries to scare another person, but he has no might. He's not afraid. I'll punch you in the face. But a person is afraid because he believes Be'etzem that someone in control. Is it regular that a person has that pocket? A person is Yorei, as the Mishmur says. He doesn't say Hallel because the child is Yishmur to show his Yorei, but regular he's Yorei, he can put Tumach Pati. It's just King Stira. And that's what the Rabbim believes. You may have no Umivrach Umonos. You're running away, but when you run to him, I say, right back to the Bereyah. Because you know that's where you can find your place of solace, you can find your place of connection. You're running away from him, but you run to him. And that's the whole Yisrael Rosh Hashanah. The whole Yisrael Rosh Hashanah is Kafuf, mitzvah b'kafuf. That we have to be, and we have to work on being mekoyif of ourselves, not realize that the Bayri Olam is in control. It's his world, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not our world. He's in control. That's what we'll talk about the whole Rosh Hashanah. But a person has to work on his own atzmius, to mevato, and then fakir, then he can mamish makabo the Bayri Olam, mamish if he has no yesh, then that's what separates us with our connection to the Bayri Olam. Like they say, Avelto, Anoichi is what's oime bein ahar bein aham. The Anoichi, the act, the feeling that it's my, I'm in control, that's what stands between us and the Bayri Olam, the connection. The Mivrach, Umanus Eilov, wherever there's a Mivrach, there's a Pachat, there's a feeling that I'm not in control, then you can be schar with the Bayri Olam. And that's the Oimek Pshat Ani L'doidi. Ani L'doidi is the call of Shami, used to always say, what's the Ani? The whole Ani, everything, the Atzmi, the whole Ani, which I feel Ani, is L'doidi. It's all for the Bayri Olam. I'm a Spatel, I'm a Chniyah. I'm showing that the Bayri Olam is his world. Then Doiv you leave, and the Bayri Olam is ready to mashpia toy, because there's a connection, there's no chatzitza, there's no oime, there's no anoichi oime, bein ahor v'ein ha'om, bein the Bayri Olam v'ein ha'om, there's no anoichi rabbeisa. That's the feeling of Rosh Hashanah rabbeisa. We come into Rosh Hashanah, we spoke last week, Kol Shana Shev Rosh B'tchilosa, it's Hashem's B'sar Zag Rashi Tazayim Abbeis. Rosh, you make yourself like a Rosh. You make yourself like an Ani Hamavakish Mepesach. How is it possible? We spoke last year. How is it possible a person to do that? The Ani Hamavakish Mepesach? What are you talking about? We have everything. Ani Hamavakish Mepesach. You know what Ani Hamavakish Mepesach is? The guy, you know what Ani Hamavakish Mepesach is? He says, don't say at home. The guy knocks on the door, you see him, clothes all shabby. His breath smells because he hasn't eaten for like a few hours, a few days, who knows what. He walks in there, he has nothing. He's knocking on the Pesach. You have a piece of bread, you have a piece of lechem, you have some water, you have something. Zokte Gemara, Vakish to Oni HaPesach. How is a person able to do that? It's not, but the Gemara says, Mishasheres, that's the schooler. The only way, but it's Achno. First understand that I have no control of anything I have. No control. These people in Florida, by side. These people in Florida. My mother has a small house in Fort Lauderdale. She goes sometimes in the winter. She says, you know, like she, I said, well, Ma, you gonna do something about it? You know, what? You know, maybe get. I said, what can I do? There's nothing to do. What are you going to do? But I see people putting up boards. These winds are coming 150 miles an hour. Guys putting up a little board, cardboard box, you know, maybe, you know, back then, you know. What are you going to do? Gusting winds at 150 miles an hour. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's the very urge of showing his through that tsuma. But the terrorist is the person's ever, that's it. It's such a myriad that you must ask them now, this time of year. All the technology, the Marines, they're there with their big guns, flying away in the wind. And the guy said, what are you going to do? Start shooting bullets? What are you going to do? You have nothing to do. Okay, let's go on Google. Maybe it's hard to do. Run away! Wait, Come on, give me something. Google, where are you? Give me something to do. Zero. From what? When? Is that a guy? That, you know, it's wins. Mr. Barry Eilerlings talks. Showing the world, it's my world. You know, you have no control. People in Houston, I spoke, they're unbelievable. I was talking to my son, and he said, Ty, it's unbelievable. These people, you know, how many years building up, working day and night. For years, working day and night. He's a doctor, he's a lawyer, Hashem Yirachu, you didn't know, but not besides, for years and years, in a big house, 75 rooms, unbelievable, chandeliers in the toilet, unbelievable. This has something to do with you count how many bulbs. Chandelier in the toilet, mamish, unbelievable, beautiful chandelier. Gold plated toilet, what's it called, the flushing thing, gold plated, isn't that called real gold? 18 carats. Where is it? See, Imam is leveled under water level, sea level, below sea level. Giant house, 10 floors high. Nothing's going to break this house. See you later. He's floating down. He's on the top of the roof. He's floating down the river. Unbelievable, if I say. Destroyed, wiped off the map. It was somewhere, I saw it on one of these islands, I don't know, Barbados. They said it's gone, not there anymore. Zero. Oh, come on, a banana at least. Gone. Why wind? What happened to some wind? A little wind. The Bereshit just said, boom. No island, nothing. What? It's the very island's world of us. What if you're not, the Rebbe shows my elu, it's his world. That's only how Mavak's the Pesach for the people had millions, and remember the stock market crashed. This famous company, what was it called? Lehman, what? No, what?
Lehman Brothers.
They were worth something, 20 billion on Friday, and on Sunday they were worth Mamish Kamad Plutus for myself. Billions of dollars, the guy in his bank, he comes to Rosh Hashanah, Harry! There's big suspenders. What do you have for supper tonight? It's Rosh Hashanah. And it's, you know, you could smoke, talk to a big cigar. I hope I have a good year this year in the stock market. Have a good year this year in the stock market. Harry, you might lose your pants if you don't split them from all that weight. You might lose your pants. And you sit, do we walk in with that feeling of that's the feeling of the winner. But it's not just the scare type. The person wants to connect with us. Oh, he scares us. Don't be too scary. We're not talking about scary things. I always say the mushel, mother calls, ding, 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 rings in, she rings up the Rebbe. Rebbe, how dare you? I'm going to have you fired. What is it? You're scaring my kids talking about these things. The henam, they're scary things. Meantime, she's on the phone talking to the Rebbe. The Rebbe's trying to calm down. Quiet! Keep that, she's telling her kids, keep that movie down. What's in the movie? Monsters! Scary, I was scary. Mommy! Rebbe, am I here once more? Keep it down! I'm sugar. They Rebbe can't do anything, but they're watching who knows what. Mom's people shooting, and they have a new game, war game. Send 700 points and you blow the guy's head off. Don't scare my son! Blood all over the place. Mommy, this is so much fun! Don't scare my son with all that gruesome details. What happened just now? I blew off his nose, 50 points. No gruesomeness in the cheder. Only at home we could have it. But Tzivishol Tavar Rabbi Yisai, but the Baruch Hashem scaring is not the person scaring. He wants to connect. Rosh Hashanah is not a bit scary because, oh, we scare them. The person wants to connect. There's an anoichi. There's a feeling that I'm in control. So when you're in control, you don't need the burning oila. The person says, Rosh Hashanah is a day. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch. It's not about me today.
today is not about me, it's about you. But it's really about me, because when it's about you, then I can connect with you. It can be mivrach u'monos eilov. We can connect in the most deepest, most intimate way. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. We should be zoicha to hear the cry of the shofar. The chinuch says, b'roisa oisa mitzvah, to see the shofar, to see the kvifus. To machnia, that the chinuch, b'roisai oisai, the mitzvah, I don't know, I didn't see any person say it, but lashna chinuch, b'roisai oisai, when you're going to see it, you're going to machnia, the chutbi is a mitzvah to see the shayfer of oisai, b'shas the gears, to see the tkir, to see the kfifos, to machnia, and then we can hear the kol ha-shayfer. And if we hear it, and we really hear it, then if I don't know if going to hear it, he'll be oimim the kisei hadin, and he will go to the kisei ha-rachamim, I want to connect with them, there's no more anoichi, there's no atvius, it's just me and them. Them is batel. We can connect on the deepest level. We should be zeichah this year. We come in with that feeling that the Bereulam's in control. There's no control. We have no control over anything. Just think for a second of Houston, of Miami. Think for a second. The British is in full control. We think that. And with the spotless, Be'ez Hashem, Mr. Serish, Mr. Sheris, Mr. Soifa, we serve out an unbelievable year. A year, Givaldik Gashvias, to help our Ruchnias. But the year when we connect to the deepest level, all of us will cry ourselves. And be zeichah to Mashiach Sekeinu. Hey, amen.